Did you consider to use this popularity of foxes to ask the people to help you to do debating? Mm-hmm. And also, if debates are only less than €1, you could give them to dogs as well, and that would stimulate people to treat their dogs every month, I think.
Yes, we discussed this a lot. I think Andreas Koenig maybe will also refer to that. I don't know, but we discussed that a lot. The problem is that in principle it's forbidden for private people to treat wildlife. And if it's a political question. And I think the regulation makes sense that people not think they are the right persons to treat wildlife, because you can also use it for many other, there would be many other options. So you have to carefully think about it. But we considered also these options, but mainly it's a political question.
Okay, thank you. The next question. Yes. Ah. We had a question down there also. Yeah, you also? Yes.
Yes, it's just a comment about the control of fox population, because you speak about killing, poisoning. Perhaps we have another option to control fox populations, decrease the burn by perhaps develop a new approach of control by reduce reproduction. Don't try to kill the animal, but reduce reproduction, and you will have a decrease of the fox population without affecting the behavior of the animal. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it's another option that could be used. What do you think about contraception for fox?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also a controversial discussion.
Of course.
I know that it's, as far, I'm not up to date with the literature. I know that in Australia a lot of work has been done with this control. I think it's very, still now it's very difficult to have an option that is safe also for other wildlife, and that's really species-specific, and you can deliver anti-receptiva by baits. But, yeah, we have not considered in this project yet.
Okay. I think there was one question here first. If
Yes, just a comment about the higher exposure of wolves which have overwintered, which is true for Arvicola terrestris, but I can confirm that for Microtus arvalis, Delatre and colleagues have published something on that in 1988,
yes.
And they perfectly showed that the prevalence rates are higher after wintering, so that's really a confirmation.
Okay. Thank you. And yes, Paul?
Well, again, it's just a comment. Controlling foxes by killing them, they're so good at reproducing, they can just out-reproduce the rate at which you kill them. But one thing it possibly is in danger of doing is shifting the age profile of the foxes to a younger age group. And young foxes, there is quite a bit of data that suggests they have a greater susceptibility. So you could end up with the same fox population, but being younger, but with a greater biomass by doing that. So controlling reproduction, on the other hand, would make the general fox population older and possibly more resistant.
I think I also this data confirm that we are in a situation now where not many foxes are culled, and so we think we have a very spatial situation with an age structure that prefers also older animals, and possibly this is also the reason that this long-term effect of baiting, we could observe that.
Thank you. I think we have to move on a little bit because we are a little bit behind schedule. So, and I'm actually supposed to give you a short presentation now, so I'm the next speaker here.